You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the cloud-based business management software that gives you the visibility and control you need to grow. NetSuite is offering their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. The best things we've seen at CES so far. Tech's biggest show is underway in Las Vegas, and that means there are all kinds of futuristic gadgets to gawk at. From cat facial recognition to an anti-snore pillow with a sensor-based sleep pressure monitoring system, our writers put together a list of the coolest things they've seen so far. Scientists figured out the Indian cobra's genome at last. A bite from an Indian cobra can lead to a grisly death, rotted muscles, ruptured blood vessels, and paralyzed nerves. And while an antivenom exists, it involves a practically medieval method of snake milking and horse blood harvesting that is error-prone and inefficient. Now, after 2 years of work, an international team of scientists has published an atlas of all 38 of the Indian cobra's chromosomes in Nature Genetics, the most complete snake genome ever assembled, in hopes it will serve as a roadmap to a 21st century solution. And now for today's fast fact, 14.5 million. That's how many acres of land had been scorched by bushfires in Australia since September, as of last week. The fires are unprecedented, having killed at least 18 and posing a dire respiratory health hazard to millions of others. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.